Hey, it's Nicole.
And this is Sultana, aka Queen.
And you're listening to Makeup,
Breakups,
and Martinis.
Cheers, you guys.
Cheers.
Right now, we got some coffee and Red Bull going on.
And Captain Morgan.
There you go.
One of us is drinking.
Yes, and we have our very, very special co-host.
OG.
Yes, Cole is joining us today. I know a lot of you guys are going to be super happy. We're happy to have you back.
Yes, definitely.
And as you know, we start every episode with a mixer question. So, ooh. Nicole, you got this one?
All right, I got this one. So, I actually went out to dinner one night. And, you know, there's nothing better than dinner and entertainment. So I was sitting and right next to me was a couple, and I don't feel like it was their first date, but I do feel like they were like maybe the second or third date. And all right, so they come, they sit down, the girl, her phone rings, she picks it up and she gives him the signal like, hey, I gotta take this phone call outside. And she's out there, I would say, about like 15 minutes. Well, the place that we were at, you can do everything on your phone. So you order on your phone, you pay. The only time you see your server is when they bring out your food and drinks. So she comes back to the table. She's still on the phone, but her food is already out. And she's looking at him like, where's your food? And he's telling her like, well, I was waiting for you to order. So then she kind of gives him the signal like, what the F, you should have ordered. Like, don't wait for me. So then they eat, or she basically gives him like a bite of her food, and he's putting in his food order, and they're talking. But throughout their date, she's constantly on her phone. And her phone's ringing, and dinging for the text message. And he actually has to say, like, is this the same person that you were just outside speaking to? Mm-hmm. So she has to say, no, this is a new person. This is someone who's helping me with a new job opportunity, basically. This is how close our table was. Just
I know,
so
you
nobody
heard the whole
thinks
conversation.
that I'm a hardcore stalker. I'm not.
You weren't on the date yourself.
Right. No.
Your date's looking at you like,
right. And I'm like, shh, I'm listening. No. So, yeah, she has to explain that she's there for like a job opportunity, and she's trying to get it. I don't know. She's trying to do her job application. I don't know. So that's why I feel like it was very new, because she had explained that.
But do you really think that it was a job that was calling her and texting her back to back?
Well, she said it's a friend that's hooking up.
No, it's a friend that's trying to hook her up. I don't think
I mean, it sounds a little bit like she's prioritizing the wrong things.
Mm-hmm. So I just felt like it was very entertaining, because I've been on dates and I've like met people who right away, and I feel like we all have, where you just meet someone and it's like, all right, this isn't going to go anywhere. But like, you still have to be polite, right? So, and this is another point that I know I brought up to you both, where I hate to say, like, it doesn't matter who you are. Everybody should be treated nicely. But to, like, I guess, like, would you give an excuse if they were like a 10 or 10 plus? Like, oh, okay, well, I guess they can act that way because.
No.
Wait, so if they're pretty, you're saying it's still, you don't give them.
Yeah, no, I mean, you take that, that's like disrespectful. Like, it's one thing to be on the phone. Like, he obviously was giving her leeway to say, oh, are you still talking to your sister? Maybe it was something urgent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She came back inside because she was taking too long outside, but no. She came back inside. She had a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
That wasn't even the conversation she went outside for. And she's just not interested in talking.
Yeah. It's like, whether you're pretty or not, that's still rude.
Yeah.
And it's like, dang.
I know. Well, all right. So this is terrible for me to say, but I will be honest. Like, I was thinking, like, if you looked a certain way, maybe
you could get away with it.
You could get away with it. Because, like, my friend was telling me not to play, like, baseball leagues. But if you were, you need to stay
in your league.
Yes.
In your league.
Yeah.
So you pretty much trying to say the girl was ugly.
She's not ugly, but she
wasn't acting as pretty as her babe. No, what is it? She wasn't acting as cute.
In her league. Yes. She was acting.
Her behavior wasn't as cute as her face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah. So it's like,
if she looked better, she'd pass.
It might be more, which is terrible to say.
I mean, you're the woman and you're saying that, not me.
Listen, the Bible even brought up, to go biblical, because it's, you know,
is this the Bible?
Yeah, he talked about ugly and pretty. I'm going back to like what my Bible dorky. Yeah, no, he said, okay, see, I haven't been in church in a long, long time, but I know there's a verse where he was describing two sisters and he was like, such and such sister was beautiful and this other sister, you know what I mean? Okay. Was not, yeah, so.
One of them was Jezebel. We're not going to talk about which one.
So, you know, even Jesus called people ugly. So, I mean, if you're ugly, you're ugly. He love all his children, but, you know, he ain't make them the same. So, but yeah, I just think we, as I guess Southern Belles, we do believe in like, you know, being nice and courteous, but not everybody was raised the same. Like, everybody doesn't have the same courtesy to, you know, like, she could have told the person that was texting her, hey, can I call you back in an hour or two? You know, like, I'm busy right now, but she just felt like she's going to keep texting this person in front of somebody else. And, you know, she was outside and ordered her food, like, why not order it with the other person, you know? So I just think that she just really didn't have that same kind of, you know, upbringing of,
you know, lightness.
Yeah, so.
And she probably wasn't really interested.
No, listen, I'm not saying like we're all interested when we meet somebody. Like, we can meet somebody and say like, this is not the one, but still, you know better. Yeah. Like, you know, just to make the best out of the time.
And maybe she knew that this type of place, you order on your own phone and you pay on your own phone. So
she's like,
she most likely wasn't getting a free meal out of it.
She was like, since I'm paying by myself,
let me get this job.
Yeah, right.
Because in reality, the job's not going anywhere. Like, she's not getting an interview in 30 minutes after this call.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it was Memorial Day.
Yeah. So, yeah, nobody was really. That was another day she was setting up. While she was on her date. I mean, it sounded like the guy was really nice, though. So
he was really nice. Yeah.
But maybe he was dating up. Who knows?
He was dating up?
Like, maybe he thought she was worth the effort in dealing with that personality versus...
Okay, so I did have a friend who told me that some guys like that. Like, they like a dominant personality.
Does she wear leather and...
Basically, okay. She wore like black.
Oh damn! Then yes,
Spanx.
Yeah,
and
he was being a submissive that day.
And were they role playing?
Yeah, we were role playing.
You never know.
People,
you weren't listening too well.
Yeah, I know. You missed that.
He would call her mistress when she came back to the table.
Oh my gosh!
It's a different type of person that I think we'll enjoy, someone who's like, you just happy for the company.
Right.
Because, like, to me, I wouldn't be sitting at a table next to someone who's not giving me attention.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, he probably was, or maybe he wasn't, and he just was waiting for the right moment to just say bye and never talk to her again.
Mm. Yeah.
So, who knows what the real situation was.
It sounded like he kept giving her a bunch of chances to try to redeem herself, but she was like, no, I'm not even gonna try with you.
Took a call that wasn't an emergency, ordered her own food, because obviously she wasn't busy on the phone call. She ordered her own food.
So, I mean, even if she was outside ordering her own food, she could have texted him and be like, hey, I'm ordering, you know, and then. So
yeah, because she was obviously multitasking.
Well, so this brings me to my next question, or, you know, to the next question. Are good girls still winning? I posted that recently on my page, and I'm just wondering, like, are the good girls winning? Like, the nice girls?
I mean, I feel like that reminds me of, like, you know, how they say, like, nice guys finish last. Mm-hmm. And that was, but I always feel like, yeah, I always go for the nice guys.
No, that's not what she asked.
Good girls, well, it's the same boat.
Is it? Because, what's considered a good girl?
So, you know, the nice, loyal girl, you know, because my thought process behind it is nowadays, I think some women, such as, you know, the video model or the hoes, lack of better terms, they're getting the, you know, the guys, and it looks like they're ahead of the game. Whereas, you know, maybe the good girl who, I don't know, followed all the rules, she's the one that's getting cheated on or something like that. Like,
okay,
she's finishing last because.
Can you have good girls winning in a hot girl summer?
That's really, yeah.
Every girl wants to have a hot girl summer. She all might right, not be.
I think it's how you pick the guys, honestly. I think, so, yes, the IG models, the video vixens, they're going to get the guys. They're going to get 1,000 guys. Yes.
Let's talk about those are like anomalies, right? So let's talk about the regular girls.
So the regular girls, you're not going to get those. You're going to get those guys, but they're going to want you for like that second, just as much as they want the IG models for that second. It's not the long term. I just think it's how you pick a guy. So if you're like a good girl and you're picking a good guy, then yes, you can. It's going to be in time because, you know, like, we're all out here.
Yeah.
Does it make you a good girl because you have realistic expectations of the guys you date? Or does it make you a good girl based on the fact of you're not out here dating 10 guys a week? Which is, like, how do you classify a good girl?
Well, I mean, I think it's more like, you know, you're not out here seeking attention or whatever. You're really just doing your thing. You're on your grind. And then
no follower count.
Well, I mean, I resent that statement because, I mean, I have some followers.
You got a comma? You don't have a comma?
I have a comma. Oh, I got a comma. I got a, yeah.
Red flag.
But it's because I'm a good girl.
No, there's, like, there's some women, and like a lot of guys use follower accounts as a classification of good girl versus bad girl. Versus like some women, like you guys have, like you have your social media a part of your business,
right?
So you're gonna gain followers because you're putting your tags on your business and everything like that.
Yeah.
Versus like me, if I get to know you and you like give me your Instagram, you have like 400 followers. I'm like, okay. 400 is reasonable. Right. Like,
damn, yeah, so I got to create a whole separate page is what you said.
Yeah, you got to have a ghost account.
With 400 followers. But I don't know why I have a lot of followers. I just do. But, I mean, I just feel like, you know, the woman that's home and, well, I do go out. Okay, I'm really a red flag.
You're not a red flag.
You're not.
But you know what I mean? Like, you know, just a good girl who maybe want to date, like, you know, and... You know, just one
the
guy
one
at a time.
Not looking for free dinners.
Yeah,
Tuesday
right.
Friday.
Right. Right. Yes. Are we really gonna find the right guy? Or I mean,
but depends on how you pick them.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how you pick them, and it also depends on how you pick them mostly, because you have to have. I tell people all the time, like, you got to weed out the guys that you know are like. Mm-hmm. Dating for sport versus the ones who are actually dating to find substance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it goes both ways. Like, women do date for substance, but sometimes they're probably, like, shooting outside of their realistic goals. And vice versa. Men, too. Like I was saying before about men shooting up. Like, maybe the guy on the date was shooting up, so he was willing to put up with whatever the girl was willing, like, doing at that table.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, like, him saying, oh, here's someone who I'm actually dating. Our phones are not even out.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you meet someone and, yes, the red flags are a phone face down versus phone in your pocket. That's not a red flag. Like, having someone's phone away, unless you say, hey, I have an emergency in advance of the date, so maybe you have to keep your phone visible to where you know if something's coming through. But, you know, most times, yes, if your phone is away, then you're giving that person attention. That makes you a good girl in a sense because you're giving that person one-on-one attention.
Yeah, I mean, I try to keep my phone away, and then like I always have my phone on vibrate, but my phone is on vibrate, so if I feel it vibrate, then I'll look at it, and you know, I'll determine like if that's something that I need to answer or something like that. But if not, then you know, it's just a way, because you know, we also have the tendency to just kind of start scrolling and go on Instagram just, you know, out of nowhere. So but you said something about you know, guys being realistic as well, so you know, kind of segues us into the main topic about
we can talk about it.
You want to talk about it?
You don't want to say the boogeyman's
name. Kevin Samuels. Yes. So we're going to talk about Kevin Samuels and, you know, just kind of some of his theories or whatever. So I guess one of his things is that women are kind of, I don't know, trying
shooting above their weight class.
Out of their league. And I mean, do you feel like women are?
First of all, let's do a disclaimer.
The disclaimer.
I do not support messages.
I love you.
The treatment of how he talks to women.
Okay.
But I am here as a man, and I'm going to defend devil's advocate just being speaking as a man. And
all right.
His point of view on certain things.
Listen, and I'm not trying to tear you down.
Yes.
Just but so if you give me a chance and if I can rip you apart, I'm going for it. I'm just kidding. If you see Nicole's face,
she's like, it's game time.
I'll be in the middle.
I can see both sides.
Oh, you're referee.
I'm referee.
No, I'm just kidding.
We're literally sitting on opposite ends of the table.
I know.
I have a lot of guy friends, and they all tell me that they're there for Kevin Samuels and they understand it. So
you're defending.
But we're just trying to
get a better understanding. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. So back to the question though. Do you think that women are shooting above their weight class?
Personally, I feel like women will, and this is from like a lot of studies that I've done watching Kevin Samuel videos, that a lot of the women who go on his show are shooting above their weight class.
Okay.
A, because they're going to his show and calling his show. Yeah. So, like, that right there is an indicator that, like, you know, they know that there's something wrong with themselves and they're not getting the men that they want to get. So, like, in reality is, like, if you're a woman who has value for yourself, you know, like, you have a good job and you know, like, you're going to find someone who is what you want, you're not calling Kevin Samuels to talk about why you can't find a man. So it literally is the idea of, like, the women who are calling his show are the women who are like, what's wrong with me? And they're asking him, what's wrong with me? And he's telling you, but you just don't like the way it's coming across.
Okay, I get that.
So a lot of the times, back to the question, like you said, like, I don't feel like a lot of times women shoot outside of their weight class, but I think people nowadays as a whole, we all shoot outside of, because you look at someone, you're like, damn, she's really attractive. Damn, he's really attractive. But in the sense of, like, most women don't shoot their shot anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've all seen the meme of, like, a woman shooting her shot is her just looking at a guy. He doesn't say anything, and she's like, she walks away like, damn, he missed out.
Yeah.
Like, that's not really shooting your shot. Versus if a guy comes up to you and says, hey, I'm a plumber, when you ask him what he does for work, and he's like, oh, no, nah, you a broke boy. Like, you're blue collar. You don't really do anything. Versus, oh, yeah, I wear a suit and tie to work. I'm at this event after work. And he's like an administrative assistant, but mm-hmm. he just looks nice and he looks like he might have more money than the guy who actually might be doing something worse.
All right. So what you said was like girls just putting themselves out there, and but the guy's not like saying anything, and they're like, all right, well, he's not saying anything, then I'm out. So, but we go to that old school values. Like, can you just
chase? Is that
Well, I guess, like, can you just ask us out? Can you just, like, the old school ways? Like, can you just be shivers? Like, can you just show us something and we will meet you then? But I feel like nowadays it's where there's so many opportunities out there where guys are always just shooting their shot. And so we don't know how serious you are. And that's where we test you guys. So it's like when you're like, no, seriously. Like, if you're like, hey, can I take you out for dinner? It's like, okay, well, he's into me and he wants to take me out to dinner. All right, let's see where this goes now. Like,
yeah,
it's
but
an
then
open
we go
door.
Out to dinner and then you on your phone talking to people about work.
Listen. So,
it's like, at which point do you say, okay, is it actually some, like, going back to like the good girl aspect, right? So, like, is she a good girl because she allows one person to get to know? Like, to me, meeting one person and saying, let's get to know each other, figure each other out. If it doesn't work, we move our separate ways. Cool. Like, versus like having you, I'm talking to you today and I got a date Thursday night with someone else because I'm still out here playing the field. Like, there's one, the good girl aspect versus good guy aspect is not necessarily that of the overall, like, how you are as a personality versus what your intent is with dating. So, like, good girls are, like, yes, you have morals. You come from a family that, you know, told you certain things about what relationships should be versus someone who's, like, promiscuous and just having a fun time. Good girl in that sense are, like, two different realms of, like, on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Because, honestly, I think that's what we all would, like, someone to open the door for. Like, you guys to open the door for us. So it's not like you're hitting us through the DMs and like, oh, damn, you look good. It's not that. It's got to be something more. It's
well,
go ahead.
So referee here, I'm you know, I'm going to go back to something that you said, that Cole said. You were saying, like, if a guy, you know, had, like, a regular blue-collar job, would she even consider him? So that's, like...
But do you I don't know. I'm just saying, like, if any guy...
If he were chivalrous, would you consider a blue-collar guy? Like, he was... I mean, I hate that we're using a plumber, because I know a plumber, and he makes good money. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
Well,
you know... Honestly, I feel like it's about what, like, most people... I'm not going to categorize everybody, but it's most people, like, you know, if you're physically attracted, because honestly, when you go on a date with somebody, you have to have like physical attraction to them, like, yes, I am. So if there's, if they meet you to like some kind of like standard, like, all right, he is attractive, he might not be a six-figure person, but he did ask me out, and really that's rare. Everybody to hit you on a DM or like, damn girl, you look good, or that's like, that's a norm. That's not even like out of the spectrum. Somebody be like, hey, I really want to spend time with you. Now that's rare.
Yeah.
So you're saying a guy will get points if he were to actually take the route
for
of
me,
trying to.
For me. Yes. To get to and me. I feel like if you're a good girl, because you want. I feel like. I don't know how to like. A good girl, I don't know how do you categorize
right.
this.
Right, it's so like, general. Yeah, it's so broad.
If you want something real, I like something real. I want something like we're face-to-face, like we're interacting, and but if you take the time and you're not just shooting me out in the DM like, oh, you look good. And
won't you back that up? I'm sorry. Then it just comes right after that. Yeah.
Then it's a different aspect. But you know what? If say that you have a blue-collar job, then you might be doing more than just a regular guy on IG. Like, I remember I told her, I got this DM, and it was
W-Y-F-A-A.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, what the hell is that? Listen, I'm about to be 37. Okay. You can't bring that to me. But it was like, where's your, and this was at 3 a.m. Where's your fine ass at?
That was
and
the acronym.
I said, in bed.
I mean, you responded. That's better than I would have. Like, what? Like, that's not even a full sentence. So, yeah.
That's not a sentence. That's an acronym.
It goes back to, like, the idea of post, is it post? Pre-pandemic dating.
Uh-huh.
But then even still, like, before that. Like, so before DMs became the way to meet someone,
mm-hmm.
you had to meet someone in person.
All right.
So, like, it's.
But I also think that's a standard. I think that he's a guy where he can say that. And girls will be like, oh,
well,
like,
I mean, yes,
I'm waiting for you in my bed, or I don't know.
But that's what I was saying is, like, you as a guy, you have to shoot your shot 1,000 times
before you get one.
And this is not a basketball analogy, but like with women, you have to shoot your shot 100 times before you get one even reply.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you have the guys who are going to do the where the F you at DM or messaging,
yeah.
like. Someone's going to reply
right.
and say, oh, I'm just here chilling, or what are you doing? And, you know, he's going to have a green light at that point. Not everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But that, to me, also is someone who's not looking for anything real. So when you, as a woman, like, and that's a problem with, like, men having the idea of, like, before, when you have to actually approach someone in public before mm-hmm. DMs, but, like, the easy way to kind of go and meet people. Like, if you walk up to a girl in public, you have to, like, have something to actually say.
Yeah.
Not the cat calling, not the, you know, the whistling yeah. shit that just gets someone to, like, yeah. look back and roll her eyes. To actually, you see someone who you actually like, damn, she's pretty. Let me go mm-hmm. talk to her. Not let me go try to get a dance with her. Like, let me actually go talk to her.
Right.
You have to come with something. And that's, like, when you actually care about meeting. Even if you're trying to, like, run game to maybe, whatever, sleep with her, like, that's another different conversation. But, mm-hmm. like, when you actually have to, like, walk up to someone and actually talk to her and say, I want to get to know you. I want to, you know, what's your name? Like, basic intro stuff. At that point, she knows whether you're actually real or not. Because of how you approach her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that gets lost when you just throw in DMs, hoping to get some. And women get it all the time, too.
Right. Because but I'm saying you got to go above that.
You got to do something
see,
different.
Like, where it's real and what's not.
It's right. hard
and,
to
But I also think that it's how, like, guys look. Just kind of like there's pretty privilege with women, it's kind of like that with guys. So I think this guy thinks like he's like above the standard where he can just shoot that acronym and you at 3 jump. In the morning and it's cool.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so here's my question. A woman who makes six figures with a child, what's her weight class? Should she... Do you think that it's
Cole, what's her weight class?
Do you think it's unreasonable for her to want someone that also makes six figures? Because this is, you know...
Well, it all depends on, like, what you want out of it, right? So, like, if you are a single mother and you have a good job and stuff like that, career, you have your own house, you might not necessarily need someone to provide for you anything but physically and emotionally. Like, mm-hmm. you don't need someone financially providing for you because you can do it on your own.
Yeah.
So if you know, like, okay, you make six figures. So if you're someone who has if you're a hardworking person, not the entrepreneurs who are like passive income type mm-hmm. six figures. If you're someone who's working hard,
yeah.
you know, 60 hours a week to make your money or whatever like that, you know, if you are dating someone who also has that lifestyle of working 60, 70 hours a week, you're never going to be around each other. Because the reality of it is, yes, you both will have a great, you know, financial, whatever, like you have a financial umbrella,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
but you won't have any real time to get to know each other. You won't have any real time to build anything, but it'll look good on paper because yes, your tax bracket doesn't afford you a stimulus check. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Versus like if you are actually dating someone who, and women, this is where like women kind of date down because they want someone who's going to be available to them when they want to be. And the same thing, like, it's... Okay, let me keep it on the women. Like, you know, like, if you make a lot of money and stuff like that and you work a job where... I'm trying to think about a job of, like, a business owner, but business owners are always on call. Like, they're never, like, stand still. But, like, a nurse.
Yeah.
A lot of nurses are six-figure nurses.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're a nurse and you work your 60-hour shift and you're off for 3 days, you want someone who's almost going to be... You know, maybe they have a regular job where they're 9 to 5, but they also make a good amount of money to where it's not like you are supporting them fully.
Right.
Because there's some women who like the reclamation project of taking care of a guy. And there's some who say, oh, well, I want to be taken care of. But then it goes back to what I'm saying. Like, if you're working so many hours and he's working so many hours because you're both trying to build an empire.
Yeah.
You're not going to really have the stuff. Like, you're going to look good in pictures for social media,
mm-hmm.
but you're not going to have anything there that's like really the foundation of a real relationship.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I'm, you know, going back to Kevin Samuels, I remember, I think that's the one where she's almost average or she's something like that. And she had, you know, six figures and a son. And he was just like, you're unreasonable because one, the way she looked, but two, it's just like, you know, like, why do you.
I mean, Kevin Samuels definitely devalues women with children. But that's because if you are a woman with a child and you're trying to find someone, not to say he doesn't have to have children, but when you're a woman who's like looking for someone with six figures, like he'll say, oh, that's like 10% of the population of men in your age range.
Right, right.
They have the pick of the litter. So they're not going to necessarily look at you as a woman with a child. And even if you make six figures, he's going to say, well, okay, so go with someone else. Like most men who are like six figures in that regard are looking at the visually appealing Instagram models or whatever like that,
mm-hmm.
who don't necessarily have children, or the ones who can, you know, if he's doesn't have children, most cases men don't have custody of their children if they're in that situation.
Right, right.
So they can just jump on a plane and go to St. Bart. They can jump on a plane and go to Paris. They can jump on a plane and go to the Bahamas. Whereas most women in that situation will have to find, you know, babysitter, family, mother, whoever can, like, you know, grandmother who can watch the children in that case. So that's why he kind of devalues them as shoot within a reasonable range of man.
Yeah, and that's just kind of sad that there is that double standard. Like, if a guy has kids, you know, he can have as many kids as he wants,
yeah.
but it's on the woman. And it's like, you know, it's considered baggage for her to have kids. And it's just like, well, what was I supposed to do with my child? Like, you know,
yeah.
he even made the comment like, oh, there's so many forms of like birth control, contraceptive. And it's like, you know, I don't know. So you feel like she is, you know, asking for too much if she wanted something.
Personally, no. Again, personally, I do not agree. But because, like, so it goes back into the place of like adults. Like, we're all adults, right? You mm-hmm. make concessions for who you want to be around. If you want, if you are someone who is, you know, a six-figure woman who has children, and I'm a guy who wants to date you, I'm going to make the provisions to be around you, whatever it may be in the situation. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't necessarily mean like, oh, you have children, so I'm not there. I'm not their daddy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I've been on dating apps where women say, oh, I have my own house, I have my own car, my kids are fine, I don't need anyone, but
right.
you need someone because you're on a dating app, and so you need them for the emotional,
like emotional.
You need them for the feeling, like, you know, you need them to feel womanly, it's like you want to dress up for, like, it's all that, the love aspect of it that they're missing
right.
mm-hmm. versus the financial aspect.
Right.
So a lot of the times, those women are not the ones, like I said, who are calling a show to say, I just need to, because if you need to find a man, you're going to find a man.
You well, just, I think it is hard. I think sometimes we do try to get, you know, some kind of advice because it is hard to find a quality guy. But it's just like, you know, with some of the messaging, like, oh, you're in your 30s. It's yes. like.
And so he talks about like those are the clips that go viral.
Right, right.
Because you have to have his show is on for like an hour right. or so mm-hmm. on live or whatever. And you have to have the debate. And you're going to have that woman who calls in who's like a really nice sounding woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a job and she has kids. And oh my God, she sounds like her story is perfect. But she also wants to find a guy who is six figures, looks amazing, but she's a three. Like, she's not even attractive. And again, it's not.
I know. We were just
it's
talking,
not the
yeah.
regular standard of woman. Like, you know, like, and to be honest with you, like,
to
men.
Me, I think, like, I know I've said this a million times, and this is just out, but it's just how he talks.
Yes.
You can't speak for all people. Like, oh, okay, grab your You can't speak for all people. Like, you can't say there's no six-figure guy that's going to want someone. She gave herself a seven or six
yeah,
or seven.
I mean, there's a couple of them, but yeah, she gave
six or seven who has a 13-year-old son. You can't say that. And I think it's just how you speak to women. Because, like I said in the past, or I've said this to everybody, honestly. Who
we just haven't said it online, yeah.
All right, or it's just that women, we tear ourselves down, like, within ourselves, within each other. We don't need any yeah. more of that. So for
hardest
a
critics.
Man to come in and to tear ourselves down even more, then that's just, like,
it's hard to swallow. And he talks about the fact of Simon Cowell, Gordon Ramsay. These are men who have, like, made a name for themselves
right.
talking down to people.
Right.
He's like, so if 2 + 2 = 4, it don't matter if I say 2 + 2 = motherfucking 4. Like, if you don't accept the message and how he's delivering it, like, and sometimes you have to be harsh
right.
for people to get the message clear to them.
But with, like, Simon Cowell, it was more of the voice. And, I mean, he would tell you if you really didn't have any talent or no hope,
yes.
then yeah. But
so
if you can improve.
It's not an apples-to-apples comparison,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
but it's just a matter of, like, he could be one of 100 people talking to women and giving them advice and saying, oh, it's okay, honey. Like, you'll find someone one day. He wouldn't be where he is. We wouldn't be talking about him right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of how he delivers the message. And he'll say, like, if you listen to him talk too, he said, like, he'll say it, I give it back how I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he's a little harsh, yes, but sometimes you can't always be sugar-coated and expect you to get the message, because you'll just get off the, like, I'm sure if he would have said to the woman who had, like, you know, everything together and
right.
but she was 37 with kids or whatever like
oh,
that
oh, oh,
and he's like, sorry.
Wow, that was very specific. Wow, you're looking at me at the kids. Same time.
But, you know, like, if he says to her in a nice way, like, it's okay, you'll find someone one day,
she won't.
You're hearing that from everybody anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So maybe he's saying to her, like, hey, you know what, let's tone it down a little bit. Like, if you have a job,
lower your tone.
Yeah, expectation, tone, same thing.
Yeah.
Like, lower it a little bit and say, you know what, if you're doing so good for yourself and you just need to meet a man who's, like, who's going to be there and give you what you need to do, like, as far as, like, the love, the loyalty, stability, trust, you are not going to necessarily need to be shooting out. Like, you've already done so much for yourself. Why worry about a man who is looking at, again, high-value men, like he talks about, look
right.
for certain things from women.
So, well, that's my whole thing with him, is just that we're in, like, a Simon Cowell and all those other, like, people who are on TV who just like dish it out to people, where it's now it's more entertainment. It's where you can just beat down a person and now you're gonna get all these likes and just high watches because it's okay to beat down a person. And
it's not okay, but it's what people retweet, it's what people repost, and what goes viral, because we all watch someone get knocked out, right? We don't watch a whole fight. Like, the fight that people have don't always go viral versus, like, the person getting sucker punched and going to sleep. So it's like, those are the things that he says. Like, he's talked to men for years.
But do you think that we lose, like, the value of, like, what's really going on? So, like, yeah, you can get so many views because, like, but no, honestly, like, so, because when I'm watching him, it's more like he's tearing a woman down. That's all I see. Yeah. It's not, he's really giving her good advice. I don't see that. I see that it's a man who's tearing a woman down.
Because so of how he's like, delivering the message.
But it's kind of like if you guys think like a woman, we might like say, hey, or you say, you ask me out. Hey, I'm going to take you out. Where do you want to go? And I'm saying, hey, let's go to a steak dinner. You're like, the fuck? Like, we... I don't know, you like, that's in the process, that's not in the first date, but it's just where you see people like on social media or entertainment aspect, and now we feel like we're entitled to this certain degree. So I just feel like we're getting brainwashed.
I think a lot, we're brainwashed already. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that he points out, where he's just like, women's expectation of what reality is has gotten brainwashed.
Right.
Because they watch shows like Sex and the City. They read Cosmopolitan. They have these false like, expectations of what relationships really are, right? Like, if you think about, I forgot what I was listening to that talked about, like, black television, right? Mm-hmm. Like, back in the day, like, black television families, like, you had the anomalies like The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and... Yeah. I forgot, like the Jeffersons, where they live in the penthouse, right?
Right.
Every other black family is like low poverty. Mm-hmm. You know, husband has a blue collar job.
We had the Cosbys, but we're not gonna realize.
No, the Cosbys are not a good example. Yeah. Yeah. Like the families were well to do.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's just within like the black realm of like relationships and family. Mm-hmm. Versus, like, you have shows now where it's like the families aren't well to do. They're struggling, and that is the majority of households.
Right.
But in reality, the majority of black women, or just women in whole, like not just like protect black women, but mm-hmm. like the whole idea is like, yes, women have a reality of like a guy coming in and saving them.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have the Disney shows where the prince comes to town and picks up the lowly girl who's selling fruit, and all of a sudden she becomes a princess. He demolishes all the other girls who are on his level and picks the girl who's lowly. And that's like the thought process that a lot of women have, where they're always shooting for the stars. Coming to America.
All right. So
it's a prince going to save a girl who's from the hood. Like, you know what I mean?
This is funny because... So I started talking to somebody and I really am intrigued. But it's not because I feel like I need to be saved. It's just that... in today's society where it's just the little things that mean so much. So it's like you're still every little thing that you do, like you're holding hands in public and you're making sure like you're holding someone's hand, and it's just making sure that they feel important. So I don't feel like I need to be saved, and I don't think that, you know, little girls feel like we needed to be saved. It's just we need to feel important. And so like sometimes when you date, that aspect's not there. So the little things that a guy does is we grasp onto it so much,
but
because that's all that we needed was just a little aspect.
But if you're a little fat. Yeah, no, that's fine. And that's like, that goes back to like certain expectations, right? But mm-hmm. if you are a woman who is, you know, middle of the pack, and you want a guy who's above that,
mm-hmm.
you don't care about the little things. If you get it, you're great. But you want the guy who's going to take you to Ruth Chris,
mm-hmm.
not a hole-in-the-wall restaurant that you don't even want to tag because, oh my God, no one's going to know where we even are.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you want to be social media famous. You want to be with someone
Couple goals.
Like, you... Go ahead.
No, but so to go back to the point that you were making where the guy saves the girl, I think... In those examples, you can, you know, even in Cinderella, the girl is pretty, and that's the thing. Like, she doesn't have to have anything. She's just pretty. And I think what, you know, maybe this is society, maybe it's Kevin Samuels, but like, if you're smart, then you're smart but not as pretty.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be aiming too high. Like, okay, but you got all these accomplishments, but it's just like, if you're not pretty, then
yeah. And even like pretty women too, like as an example of mm-hmm. a movie, like those women, like the women in those stories are not shooting for the moon, right? Like, Cinderella wasn't looking for her prince. She just happened to be in that situation. And
but she was
her.
Pretty. But, that was, okay, that, yeah. But
that's where he goes into valuing how you look.
So and then, if
you, but that's also, like, that's a little bit of the reality check where he's, like, he's just looking at these women. He's, like, you a five. You're not even pretty. You're not even pretty enough to say I got three kids and I make minimum wage.
So you now, know what I mean? Right. So where, now it's, like, it's a debate of. It's the value is based on your superficial.
Yes.
So that's how it is.
Which in most cases, like, again, the men who are of that top tier.
Of that top tier, yeah.
They don't want to worry about, they don't, like, as a man, you don't care what a woman's baggage is. To a certain point.
Right.
If she looks good on your arm.
Right.
Because that's what they want. They want the trophy wife. Like, right. As a man, you've worked so hard. You're successful. All you need now is a trophy wife.
Right. That's how I'm saying, like,
send the kids to boarding school.
How you pick, yeah. If you pick, like, this guy who is, like, an IG guy who wants someone who just looks good in pictures.
Yeah, then
that's
you can
what
post
you're gonna
get. Couples goals and get all the likes and
yeah.
stuff like that.
I mean, you really have to, like, know our person and be like, all right, this is our same values, our same goals. And yeah.
So if I'm a five,
you're
what?
Not a five.
I said, she's hypothetical.
Right. You know I said not. If I'm a four. I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. No, but if I were, you know, a five, what should I do? Like, so I should just give up hope of trying to find rich guy or
at all?
Because that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like.
That's
it sounds
my
like,
question.
But
that's
how...
the only question I got on my paper. So, do you think that he can actually, like, help these women out? Like, is his advice, like, really?
Yes, I feel like anyone's advice could be helpful if it's taken the right way. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like his viewpoint of women, because like. Again, he gets demonized by women because they're like, oh, you're not even that good looking. Oh, you've had three failed marriages. Mm-hmm. When they talk about his personal view, yes, you can meet someone who will fall in love with you. And you can be a four or five with, because you're like, your viewpoint of yourself in the mirror is different than how someone sees you.
Right.
Women spend so much time looking in the mirror and they have a number for themselves
mm-hmm.
that they feel like, yes, if you're very good looking, like the girl who was on the date with the guy at the restaurant, she probably thought a lot higher
of herself
than she actually was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So she felt like, I can treat this guy like shit. I can be on my phone talking to my sister for 15 minutes outside, order my food, come back and be texting, and he's still going to be into me.
But, you know, that goes into confidence, you know?
Yes.
So if you have confidence, you can get away with a lot.
Exactly.
So
and how many times do women, like, and there's, I don't want to say any names, but like women have a lot higher confidence than they actually should have.
Right.
Well, you're not
and
talking to either one. So.
No.
I have confidence.
Yes,
just
I was
going to
say a name specifically, like of a celebrity who we all know who has like super.
I play on my level.
but even still, maybe your level that you're shooting at is low.
Mine is low. But
don't
I think. Well, no. I think that, well, I don't know. I feel like I know my range. I think that I can get a good-looking guy, but I'm always going to humble myself. So I'll always
put
myself.
But that's your range is your range.
Yeah.
So, like, a guy
I'm not
going to
shoot myself higher than that.
How
I'm going to play
know?
My field.
How do you know? Maybe that guy who you think is a 13 on a scale of 1 to 10 is looking at you like, damn, she's a 13 too.
Mm-hmm.
But this, like, is how I feel. Like, I feel like if I play that confidence and this is what I want and da-da-da, I just really want simple things, honestly. I honestly just want simple things. I want someone, we have the same interests, we have the same goals.
But
and
the majority of women don't.
Mm-hmm.
No,
the majority
I know that.
Of, yes. So the majority of women want the guy who's going to be like, yo, babe, let's go on this yacht in Miami this weekend.
Yeah, I think you're a great translator for what Kevin Samuels is trying to say.
Translator.
Like,
not a girl.
Because, you know, again, playing referee, like, I can see where some women may just have, like, it's really based on superficial things. But, like, it's kind of, it's weird that, and again, I haven't really looked at him speaking to men, but men can get away with a lot more. So, like, you look at a Portia and her new fiance. If we were to put him on a scale of 1 to 10 on looks, I mean, I don't think he would... I don't know if he would make the scale, but he could get any woman he wants.
For looks? No.
For looks.
But for money, yes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's like he makes six figures, and if he were to be...
Oh, he makes above six figures.
Eight. He's, I don't know. I'm like, he's probably like six. Don't try me with six.
Yeah.
I'm like way above six. But if he were to go in that position of Kevin Samuels and he, you know, like just kind of role reversal.
And he had a whole bunch of kids.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a problem.
You know, yeah. Kevin wouldn't be like, well, you're a three, so you need to just shoot for...
All he would say is, how much do you make?
But the problem is, Kevin Samuels did do that.
Yeah.
And the problem was, no one listened. So he said...
So he was telling guys to stay in his lane?
Yes. He said it himself. Like, before September 2019, he was talking squarely to men.
Men, yeah.
And he changed his to women. Conversation
but do
to
you
women,
think he would have told him, like, do you think he would have told him, stay in your lane because of the way you look?
Yeah. So the same way how women are their biggest, hardest critics, men are the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you're a young man in high school and middle school, you get teased because of how you look.
Mm.
Same thing, no matter what kind of car. Men who drive a nice car, what's the first thing a woman say? You know it. He got a small dick because he has a fancy car.
Yeah.
Like, he's peacocking in certain ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's trying to overcome for something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's the same thing. No matter how much money a man has, everyone's going to still judge him. And it's like when a dude is ugly and his wife is beautiful, what you're do you gonna, say? She's with him for the money.
Right, right.
So men have it just as hard the same way, but no one cares because men are supposed to be rocks. Men are supposed to mm-hmm. be like, yo, you got to be toughen up. Like, you know, don't.
Well, yeah. So I remember, I think, I don't know if I said this online. Maybe it didn't make it to the episode, but we were watching Sex and the City and they talked about it, how men go through like the phase in their early 20s and they're broke and they get picked on and they don't get the girl. So when they get the money in the 30s and 40s, they
that's their prime.
Whereas women we're going down you know, with
depreciated
age.
Before we started recording, I told you both the same thing about, like, there's a professor who's talking to a classroom of men and women,
mm-hmm.
and he's asking the boys in the classroom on one side of the room and the girls in the classroom, he's like asking the girls, what are you looking for in a man? They want someone who's already has a job, who can take care of them at that young age, that they can travel and do the world with. And the guys in that same class at the same age are not on that level, even though they're the same age and mm-hmm. looking at life the same way with so much promise in the world. So, like, women who are looking for high-value men, back to the Kevin Samuels topic, if you are in your 27s and or mid to 20s or whatever, early to mid-20s, and you want a man who makes six figures, he's not your age.
He's going to be older.
He's going to be older. You know what I mean?
So, but you got to get him before you get 30, because...
Right? So for men, it's a whole different scale where it's like, yo, if you're a dude who's 25 to 30 and you want to find a woman of value, how? If they're looking at men who make six figures and, like, he's like, yo, I make $60,000. I got a secondary level job
mm-hmm.
where I'm not an associate yet, but I'm still, like, building myself up. Women are not going to look at him as value because women don't look at the guy who makes
regular
income as someone that they actually want to date, because to them, he can't provide me with the trips, he can't provide me with the bags, the shoes that are not Michael Kors, not to shit on Michael Kors, but they want the Gucci's, they want the things you buy with the comma in it, like, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
that's why I'm trying to go minimalist.
So but you're different.
I'm different.
So don't take his words so personal.
I never do.
But you hate how he talks to women.
I hate how he talks to women.
And that's where his message gets
lost.
But
I'm telling you, yes, because I'm, like, we do it on ourselves easy every day.
I was, like, when I heard it, I was like, dang, like, I probably would get surgery if he teared me down that bad. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of women.
She would.
With low self-esteem.
Well, but she doesn't need to.
No. I'm just saying, like, if I were in the shoes of, like, the person that's calling, that's being called in, and then he's like, like, you are a three. Like, what can you do about your face? Like, that's your face.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
I mean, a lot of the times, too, with those, like, low self-esteem is different.
Let me ask you a question. So, me and you both have daughters, same age.
Yeah.
Where do you see it going?
With what?
They're dating.
Oh, I mean, you know me.
Is it going to be like...
As a friend, you've known me for years. So, I'm not a sugarcoater. So, my daughter hears it as harsh as she needs to hear it. But would I want my daughter calling Kevin Samuels for love advice?
Right, no. That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you need to have self-esteem enough to not even try to look for somebody.
I'm just trying to see, like, if it's... All right, at least we know, like, half the realm of what could be real. Yeah. Because we know pre-social media. Mm-hmm. So we know half of the basics. They don't know it.
No.
They're not going
to
know it.
But I'm going to tell her, don't look for a man to provide for you. Like any, I think the majority, single women nowadays, single mothers who have little girls are telling their daughters not to look for a man to provide for them, but they might be looking for a man to provide for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's like, it's false representation of the message because you want your children to be independent and not like, because they understand the struggle, mm-hmm. right? And I'm just speaking loosely. I don't know anyone specifically, but like the women who are calling his show who have daughters, you don't want to tell your daughter, like, oh, don't worry, baby. You'll find a man who'll take care of you one day.
Right, huh? right.
Like, what kind of messaging is that to tell your child? You want your child to be like, oh, you'll be a doctor. You'll be a lawyer. You'll be someone who's going to be the best in the world. You'll be Michelle Obama. Whoever it may be that you want your daughter to become, to where she already has the value in herself, mm-hmm. not from a man giving it to her.
I think overall...
I'm a little scared of this generation.
Well, yeah. So, overall, I'm... You know, I, like you said, I'm kind of afraid of this generation because we're finding so much value in, you know, looks and superficial things. And we're not even like taking the time to go into substance. Like, can this person, like you were saying, Nicole, make me happy?
Yep.
Like, they're not looking for those qualities that really make a long term relationship or just a happy life.
Well,
you know,
that,
like,
that scares me with like a lot of people because even with a person I'm very close with, I'm not gonna name names. someone I'm very, very close with, and they'll date, and then I'll be like, oh, well, tell me about them, and they'll be like, they got a nice car, or they got a nice house, and I'm like, but that's not something that's
the
thing long term.
Yeah,
that's just something like of substance.
Yeah,
like,
but that's what they value, and those are the women who are, not to cut on your topic, but like those are the women who, in most cases, she's probably a pretty person, right? So
right.
She's probably someone who a guy is looking at her as a trophy.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, like, you know, and not all the time, but like a lot of the times, like maybe she brings nothing else to the table but her looks, to where if a guy notices that a woman's only interested in those things,
mm-hmm.
it shows. You know
what
I mean?
He's going to play
into
it. In
certain situations, it shows whether she says it or not to him.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll, like, you know, if that's what she's talking about to her girlfriends, then that
right.
shows
that's
that.
That's what scares me. Like, I'm halfway hippie-ish, so it's like there's got to be a lot more. We only have one life, and so there's got to be a lot of meaning to a life. So, like, when you hang out with people, when you're with somebody, they got to bring a lot of, like, growth and substance to your life.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can have a lot of money and be unhappy, you know, and
you can be
depressed,
fine, and whatnot.
Yeah.
But
then, you know, you don't really have a connection with the person, or they don't treat you right, and
yeah.
and I think that's like the saddest thing.
You guys bring a lot of substance to my
life. Yeah, because I definitely ain't got the money, so all I can bring, girl.
The positivity.
I'm bringing positivity. So, yeah, I think that's where, we're kind of missing the mark, where these relationships are based on, you know, looks and not really the substance of, you know, the quality.
Let me ask you guys a question. When do you cut off social media?
When?
Yeah. Oh,
jinx.
Yes.
Jinx. At what point, like, you talking about just in general, or like,
yeah, just say like, I really want real substance and I can't find it here, let me just go back to the old school ways.
Well, have we is another question. I haven't cut off, so I'll cut off like certain apps that I just no longer pay attention to, but there's still some level of social media that I still keep in touch with, so never, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, for me,
But you did tell me that you cut off social media models to bring more values
yes.
to your life.
Well, that's
yeah,
good.
That's
changing
the algorithms a little bit, so that way you don't see constantly, like, fit models.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And stuff like that.
It's because it's unrealistic. Yeah. Well, for me, I just try to make sure I am finding that boundary between social media and real life. So I don't want to be... You know, like, to think that couple goals on social media are real life. Like, you know, I want to find something outside of social media that's of substance. And so that's like, I mentally try to disconnect it and say, this is an app and this is what real life is.
All right, next question. When will you know it's the real deal?
Oh, the real deal.
Cole, I need you to go first.
Yeah.
He's like,
To me personally, I'm not sure I'm going to find it. Like, because I'm not looking for it, to be honest with you. Like,
well, that's the best
part. In a dating situation. Maybe
when you don't find, or looking for it, you might find it.
Yeah, I mean, if I ever get, like, knocked on the head with the coconut one day,
and that happens, that what we call
that's
it?
Different. Yeah, like, you know, my senses get knocked into me.
Coconut.
But it's hard. Like, I mean, when I date someone, I just kind of have an open slate. See whatever happens. Like, if I like someone, I'll put attention into that one person. Like, I don't like to date multiple people.
That's good.
So yeah, it'll happen when it happens.
Yeah, I mean, my person will definitely challenge me, make me better, and we just have like this comfort and this friendship that's like super dope and different. So
yeah, no, I feel the same way. I feel like it's a comfortability, like, it's just where things align. And I always said, like, when I know, I'll know.
Yeah.
But that's where, like, your intuition, and you really have to, like,
yeah,
you pay have to attention do, to yeah. and value. Yeah.
All right, so...
I would just like to say again, for the record.
That wasn't even that bad, though.
You didn't even use it either, no.
I know. We might have to do a part two or something.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing to, like, try to defend Kevin Samuels, and because women will just hear men talking down to women, and if you agree with them...
You're the bad guy. Yeah.
And I don't want to pander to women, but at the same time, again, like, a lot of his messaging that he says to men and women are the same.
Well, all right, so keep your eyes... Legit. That's why I had to bring up, like, the girl from the beginning.
Yeah,
I don't think she was a 10. I'm not going to rate her, but...
You're talking about from the restaurant.
It doesn't matter. I don't care if she was a 10. I don't think that you should act that way, period. I don't think he should...
He who? The guy that
Kevin
was...
Kevin Samuels. Uh-huh. I don't think that he should give women or rate women, period.
Well, and women ask to be rated too, so like women will say, yeah, they do on this show, like women ask, what would you rate me, how would you, like, would you see me as someone of value, da, 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 da. So,
and that's where it's like, I, you know, don't even let nobody, because everybody's gonna have a different opinion of how you look and who you are, and so if
and
you don't
only
know,
you know there you, you go. Only yes. You can rate yourself,
exactly. That's why it's called self-esteem.
Yes, and if you need validation from other people, you're looking in the wrong place.
Yes.
So, period.
But, you know, there is that commercial that's going around about self-esteem and stuff like that. And, yes, sometimes people will give you what they want you to hear versus the truth. And sometimes with people calling into his show, they want to hear something that's not the truth.
Listen, so- I watched My 600-Pound Life, and not one of them is single, okay? Yep. Everybody got a man on that show, and they taking care of them. And I'm like, listen, I love am doing them. Something wrong. Because, you know what, I'm telling you, not one of them is single. They
that's
found
whole,
somebody.
That's another episode.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, so it's just like you can find somebody who can love you no matter where you are, no matter, you know, the size. They love who you are. Like, these people can't even do for themselves. I love the show. Not to knock anybody who's 600 pounds. But, you know, that person is like, what do you need? And that's what I really want. Like, someone who's going to love me to the, you know, to the core. So
my last Kevin Samuels point, don't kill the messenger.
You don't even do that.
I'm also talking about him too. Like, a lot of the times too, like, he's saying stuff that's actually valid, but you just
but if
lost
somebody was
it.
600 pounds and they called the show, he'd be like, fuck your life, and they got somebody, you know what I'm saying, they found somebody. So it's
but they really, wouldn't be calling the show,
they wouldn't call the show because they found somebody. All right.
Really quick, if you have low self-esteem, if you watch his show and you feel really down about yourself, don't watch his show because it's not good for yourself. So just don't watch his show, period. But thank you for listening to Makeup, Breakups, and Martinis. Thank you, Cole.
Yes, thank you.
Love you for always coming on. And make sure that you follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You can follow us on Instagram. Makeup, Breakups, and Martinis. And cheers, guys!
Cheers!